Refugee resettlement has fallen to historic lows in the United States. The country has gone from sheltering 95,000 people fleeing from persecution or war each year to 15,000 under the Trump administration. Advocates and refugees are hoping voters consider the issue when going to the polls. Columbus is home to more than 16,000 resettled refugees, including the second largest Somali population in the country. The largest is in Minnesota, where President Donald Trump said this at a recent rally.
Refugees coming from the most dangerous places in the world, including Yemen, Syria, and your favorite country, Somalia, right? You love Somalia. This guy loves Somalia. Biden will turn Minnesota into a refugee camp, and he said that. Overwhelming public resources, overcrowding schools, and inundating your hospitals.
Despite Trump's claims, here in Central Ohio, more than 800 refugee-owned businesses employ 4,000 workers. Local refugees have helped create more than 20,000 jobs. So refugee resettlement is an issue close to the hearts of many Franklin County residents.
Because of the demographics in Columbus, there are more Somalis, and that seems to be a group that this administration has ground to a halt in terms of resettlement.
Angie Plummer runs the resettlement agency Community Refugee and Immigration Services, or CRIS, here in Columbus. She says campaigning on refugee resettlement didn't really exist before this election.
It was kind of not necessary because it was both parties were very supportive of having a very robust program.
But this year is different from previous elections, between Trump's comments at rallies and the dwindling refugee resettlement numbers. And refugees don't have as much of a voice to fight back. They can't vote until they've been in the U.S. for 5 years and become citizens. So a first-of-its-kind group called Voice for Refuge was created to advance refugee policies at the national, state, and local level. Mustafa Jumaale is the political director.
There's a lot of conversation more broadly about immigration, but refugee resettlements and refugee issues aren't really being discussed.
He says refugees can get involved this election season by door knocking, volunteering, and encouraging family and friends to vote.
The experience of refugees fleeing persecution and a government that's really harming them, I think contributes to their urge and wanting to engage in the civic process because they were historically denied.
Jumaale and his group are hoping the end result of their efforts is an expansion on the number of refugees the U.S. accepts each year. President Trump set that cap at 15,000 people for 2021, a historic low since the program was unanimously passed into law in 1980. Locally, members of the Franklin County Republican Party are caught between the administration's policies and representing a constituency of refugees and immigrants. Luis Gill is a Republican running for Franklin County Commissioner. He feels politicians, no matter their party, should think about the human cost of these decisions.
For us refugees, for us for immigrants, family is one of the most important things that we have because it's part of our culture. And to be divided, to be broken up, it is something that affects us, a great deal.
As an immigrant himself from Venezuela, Gill says separating families who came here seeking refuge is not part of the country's ideals. The Biden campaign says they will increase the refugee resettlement cap to 125,000 people. Biden even held a first-of-its-kind refugee-specific rally, where Columbus resident Samari Tespatzian shared his story. He was resettled in the United States just before the 2016 election, but his wife and his daughters are still in a refugee camp in Sudan. Over the last 4 years, Tespatzian and thousands of other refugees across the country have watched as the resettlement cap fell and the odds of being reunited with their family members dwindled.
I cannot explain that to you, it's very hard, but I miss them very much.
He says he misses them very much, but he has hope that this election could bring them closer to reunification. Paige Flager, WOSU News.